The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
There were emotional scenes in the Aviva last night, yesterday evening, as CJ Stander finished his last game for Ireland. Of course, the Ireland and Munster rugby player made a shock announcement there on Tuesday that that England match yesterday was to be his last in a green shirt, and that he's retiring from rugby completely, returning to his native South Africa at the end of the season. Let's just take a little clip. Here he is being interviewed after the match yesterday.
Dreams still do come true. I dreamt of playing in a jersey for a long while. I worked hard, and everyone who made it easy for me and who looked after me the last few years has been special. Thanks to everyone for the send-off, for the game, and then just the greater supporters in the public. It's been a great week. Even everyone just coming up and just connecting eyes. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for me towards me and my family. We really, really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to supporting this team from the stands with a pint of Guinness in my hand.
Brent Pope, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Listen, before we get on to the substantial issues here and stuff, CJ Stander has handled all this kind of really beautifully and eloquently, hasn't he? His statement the other day, that there now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it was really emotional for me yesterday. You could see him trying to be the stereotypical sort of tough guy in the sense of hold back the tears, but then he sort of let them come. And I think there's a couple of things that he said really resonated with me, and one was that were dreams come true, because he was always told in South Africa that he was too small to be a back row player. And, you know, very much when he left the Bulls so many years ago to come to Munster, he kind of just said, look, I'm going to go and try. He said to his father he was going to give rugby a couple of years before he went back to the farm to see if he could make it as an international player. And Ireland gave him that chance. But I'm trying to think of other players around the world in the professional area that have had the same sort of influence. And I can only really come up with a couple, which is Michael Leitch, the captain of Japan, who's been there ever present with Japan through the professional era, and someone like Sean Maitland in Scotland. But CJ Stander has really come to this country. And I know there's some people, you know, disagree with project players or whatever, and some of them have a right to, because some players just come over, take the big bucks and then go home. But CJ Stander certainly isn't one of those players. He's really embodied himself into what Irish rugby's about, and especially about what Munster rugby's about. Yeah. And he's really felt very proud wearing the green jersey. In fact, Ronan O'Gara said yesterday on TV, look, he's probably been more proud to wear the Irish jersey than some other players that have been Irish born and bred. So, yes, yeah. he's done it eloquently. He's done it at the right time. All players want to go out when they're on top of their game. It's just coming to that decision when to do that. He's made it for family and faith reasons.
Yeah, so if we just break that down a little bit first, I mean, there are people have been saying all week, like, he had a couple more seasons left in him. He could have made a lot more money. People speculating that he might show up again for a South African franchise for a season or two. But do you think that what he said in the statement was just he knew the moment had come and he knew?
Yeah, I think, you know, and that's a great moment. But it's a great and it's a sad moment in anybody's career. But I think all the great players will tell you that you make up that decision pretty quickly. And I think his decision was made up. It was a cold, rainy training day and during COVID. He probably missed his family, which he's right to, and they were back in South Africa. And he probably just thought, you know, the body's held out well for him. He hasn't had many major injuries. And you'd come a time where, as I said, all professional sports people want to go out at the top. And he's got a couple of young guns barking at his heels. You saw the way Jack Conan played at number 8 yesterday, which was CJ's position for so many years. Kalen Dorris is another up-and-coming player. So he probably saw the writing on the wall in a certain regard. I'm not saying that he would necessarily have not found himself a position in this Irish team. He may well have, but he may well have had to fight off some young pretenders. And he probably thought, OK, go out. It was a right proper send-off for him. Go out on the top of your game. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him playing again. I wouldn't. I think it's you know, when you take away the emotion, he gets back to South Africa. He's with his family and in those environments. You know, we may see him appear again, but he seemed quite adamant that that's at the end of the line. But Yeah, no, he was great yesterday. He's been a great servant for our tribe. I couldn't speak more highly about him. You know, just even as a guy, as a role model for young rugby players. He's worked hard. You know, he's overcome the obstacles. He has great faith. He speaks well. He's a family man. He's all those things that young players should look up to.
Yeah, and the slightly different to faith maybe, but you think there's an issue here of that honour is important to him as well and how he's perceived at home and that?
Absolutely. That's been a huge... And I think a lot of that comes from their faith. I know a lot of the South Africans that end up playing at Ulster have real faith, and I think that's, you know, even when he said the other day he had a sort of a pecking order, and I'm not saying that anything should be important, but he said, you know, I'm leaving this game because, you know, my faith is important to me, my family is important to me. So he had the right sort of, he had the right theology of something, of whatever, giving up the game because he saw rugby as a bonus to his faith and to his family. So I think he always held himself in a very honourable way, you know, even when the way he spoke about teammates, his captaincy, his ability to come to Munster and fit in with the Munster people there and to work. I think the things that he said that epitomises what he's about. You're right, it's about being honourable, it's about working hard. Some players get international honours sort of just given to them easily. He had to work damn hard to make that position his. He left the country because he thought that he had the ability to play international rugby and was told that he couldn't. So he said, no, I'm not going to take that. I'm going to go and try somewhere else. So really, there's a lot to take out of CJ Sander as not just a rugby player, but as a man as well.
Yeah, obviously you never kind of went home in the end, but is there a sense when someone like him comes to do that, is there a sense with those guys that, okay, this is for a certain period of time, but that always there's a yearning to go home?
Yeah, I there's not many players, again, when I started to look at players, there's not many players that stay around for good. And it usually comes down to the family, kind of what the family wants. You know, talking to a lot of New Zealanders that have come over here for a good few years, the likes of Doug Howlett and these guys that stayed around and gave so much to rugby over here, eventually, what usually happens is, you know, if they've married someone, unless they've married someone from Ireland, if they've married a Kiwi girl or an Australian girl or whatever, they usually want to get back to their family, the bosom of their family, and take their children back for them. And I think that was really the major pulling string for CJ Stander, was the fact that his wife wanted their family to grow up around their relations and whatever, their grandparents and that. And you can fully understand that. You know, I mean, I don't think anybody expects... I think anybody in the professional area just expects that a player comes over and gives all he has to the green jersey. And I think, you know, you can't criticise him for that. He's been an amazingly consistent player over the years. He's hardly ever had a bad game. You know, so he has given a lot, even to learning the national anthem and those things. So he's really gone all out to give the blueprint of how a foreign or potent player should behave in a foreign country, which it was foreign to him when he first came over. So he's won over a lot of people. He's made a lot of friends over here. And I think he leaves on a really good note. I don't think there's anybody out there saying, oh, well, you know, he took the money and ran. No, he didn't. He in fact, could have earned substantial more money in the last couple of years. He could have even gone to France or somewhere like that where he would have been given a big paycheck. So, no, he's given honourable loyalty to the Irish jersey and good on him.
And listen, I mean, it wasn't the ideal way to say goodbye to the fans yesterday, but in terms of the game, it was a great last match for Ireland, wasn't it?
Oh, I thought Ireland were magnificent yesterday. You know, I really do. And I think, you know, performance-wise, that was up there as far as I've seen all the games in the last 30 years. That was up there with one of the great Irish performances, I think, because the game started like we thought it was going to be, like other years where England were going to sort of bully-boy their way around the park or whatever. And then just Ireland, started by Robbie Henshaw's and that tackling, and then that Keith Earls try just really set them alight. And, you know, all these young guys coming in, Jack Conan, a magnificent game, you know, Ty Burnett, another magnificent game. I mean, how things have changed. The sight of Eddie Jones, his job is now in serious jeopardy because I just don't see this English side being as great as what he said. But that's not to take away from the way that Ireland played yesterday, right from Johnny Sexton, right through all the players. They were magnificent yesterday. It was a fantastic game of rugby, I'd have to say.
So listen, there was this sense that, look, you know, just wait and we will come through, and the work is being done behind the scenes and everything. So do you think, have we seen all the work now coming to fruition? Are you thinking of good times ahead?
Yeah, and I think this has always been the criticism for me for Irish rugby is while they've produced, you know, great one-off performances, the problem has always been to compete with the likes of the All Blacks and these types of sides, you've got to do it more consistently. And that's always been the criticism. When you think of them in the last World Cup even, they went there ranked in the top two teams in the world, and yet they were disappointing. So let's hope it's the litmus paper to performances like that week in, week out. You're always going to have a bit of a dip in certain games, but there's enough green shoots, so to say, that Irish rugby has a really promising future looking to the next World Cup.
Okay, Brent Pope, thanks a million. Let's take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.